This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Look at verse 3. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. Now, what's interesting to me, he says God threw him into the water. But that's not physically what happens. The sailors threw him in. But isn't it interesting? He's intuitive enough to know God had something to do with that. You know what that says to me? God will use people in your life to speak to you. God will use strangers in your life to speak to you. And get this, God may use people in your life to discipline you through a circumstance in your life that I don't even know what I'm saying when I say that. God may use a circumstance in your life and use a person to do that in your life. God can get your attention in different ways. Charles Stanley said God can use disappointment. God can use defeat. God can use a restless spirit. Have you ever felt restless and you say, man, I don't even know what's bugging me? I'm uneasy about something. I'm just restless in my spirit. God can use that to get your attention. God can use the spoken word of a stranger. I told this story in the first service. There was a woman that was in a member of the church in Columbus, Ohio, that probably was 4 feet tall. Elderly woman in her 80s. Her name was Margaret. People in the church made fun of her. They thought she was a brick short, to put it bluntly. And yet Margaret had the capacity to come up to you or to you, anybody, and say a word to you, and you say, how did she know that? And she would speak to something going on in your life, and Margaret had no idea what she was doing. She would just speak to people about stuff going on in their life. She did it to me. Like, Margaret, how do you know that? And speak a word. And God can use people, the Margarets in life, to speak truth to your life and to my life. God can use financial troubles. He can use tragedy, sickness. He can use affliction. Listen to this. God can use anything he wants. Anything he wants to get your attention. And you know what? He will. He will. Look at verse 4. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. Verse 5, the engulfing waters threatened me, the deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. I think he went to the bottom of the Mediterranean. I think he literally hit the bottom. It may not have been that deep. Verse 6, to the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever, but you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. I want to talk about that phrase in verse 4 about being banished from his sight. I want you to write something down in your notes, those of you that write notes. Disobedience to God usually leads to separation from him. Disobedience to God usually leads to some form of separation with him. Have you ever felt like, man, God's a million miles away? And we tend to look at God and say, you know, what's your problem? When you really need to say, what's my problem? It's my problem. Whenever you feel that separation from the Lord, what is my problem? And sin and disobedience usually leads to separation from God. I want to focus in on verse 6 because it's a key verse for somebody today. To the roots of the mountains I sank down, the earth beneath barred me in forever, but you brought my life up from the pit. That's a great visual expression. It's a very evocative expression, the pit. Have you ever felt like you were in a pit? Sure you have. How about the pit of depression? A pit of despair where you felt a sense of hopelessness.
Well, my guess is if you're honest, if we're all honest, we've been there in the pit. We continue this discussion tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, again, is crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.